Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The program is Finding God's Grace, and we're talking today with Gene Hyman, who is the author of the book Seven Saints for Seven Virtues, published by Servant Books. And Jeannie, what was there a particular saint that that guided you to write this book?
Well, one saint who's been a close friend and powerful intercessor for me over the years is Saint Therese of Lisieux. And we know Saint Therese of Lisieux, her spirituality was the little way. That is a little way of performing small tasks with great love to show her love for God and to become holy. Saint Therese's little way of loving God was impressed upon me as a teenager. Her autobiography was required reading when I was a sophomore in high school, and later as an adult, when I wrote the thesis for my Master of Arts degree in theology and as a graduate student at Newman University 2 years ago, Saint Therese helped me with my thesis. She was the topic of my thesis, so that made sense. So I did pray for her, to her, for her intercession then. And she's also performed small miracles for me, such as healing a friend with a cancerous tumor. And she inspired me and assisted me in writing this book. I prayed a novena to her to ask her if it was God's will. Well, I wanted to know that if it was God's will for me to get this book published, and if it was, to open the doors. So I'd written two brief books previously, and even though they were praised and publication looked promising, they were eventually rejected by the publishers. Well, after 9 years of pitching books at online conferences and attending one live conference, and finally, in January of 2014, my book proposal for Seven Saints for Seven Sinners was approved for publication by Servant Saints,
mm-hmm.
Servant Saints, Servant Books,
mm-hmm.
thanks to Saint Therese. And she helped me. I prayed to her as I worked on the book. I had about a month to write the book, and she interceded for me.
Mm-hmm.
She made it possible, and it's been my dream for a long time to write this book. So,
Gina, you said that she was your close friend, and for some people who may not understand what that means in terms of having a relationship with the saints, in hearing you talk about all of the saints we've mentioned on the program this morning, you talk about them as if they were, you know, your friend across the street, or your friend from church, or your friend from the old neighborhood. Talk about how that relationship, they're my friends, how others can embrace that concept of these saints are really here to help us.
Well, you can start by praying to them,
mm-hmm.
You can start by reading about their life, and I'm sure there's many things that you can relate to in each saint's life. And when you do that, you ask him for little favors.
And that just like any other friendship, huh? Do you just build on it the same way?
Gradual.
Mm-hmm. Which of the saints in the book do you best relate to? That you feel like that you relate to best?
Well, I think I relate best to Saint Monica, Saint Augustine's mother,
mm-hmm.
because for many years I struggled with the virtue of patience. And I sometimes think the Lord purposely puts me in situations that challenge my patience.
Oh, I know that happens to me all the time.
In order to build that virtue up within me, yeah, he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sufferings and hardships, after all, do help us to progress in patience. And developing patience requires sacrifice, requires courage, self-control on our part. And when we look at Saint Monica, who had to live a life with an embittered and critical mother-in-law, an angry, irritable, unfaithful spouse, as well as deal with her fallen away son or wayward son, you know, our problems seem small in comparison. The way she coped with these crosses was to pray with persistence to the Lord for each of these people in her life, each of these family members. She endured her mother-in-law's daily criticism and complaints, her pagan husband's irritability and infidelity, and her son's immoral, decadent lifestyle by praying for each one of them. She never gave up on any of them, but prayed for nearly 20 years. And look at the results of her persistence in prayer. 3 converts from her own family.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't just pray once. She was persistent. She was patient. She took, as you said, 20 years she prayed for St. Augustine and the other members of her family.
I think praying for conversion of your own family members is probably the most difficult or challenging, one of the most difficult and challenging responsibilities we have. I know it is for me. St. Monica practiced this virtue every single day of her life. And we know, from sports and other activities, one practice will improve our performance. And mm-hmm. The same thing happens with virtue. The more we practice being patient, the better we get at it. When we deal with situations and people that try our patience, if we pray with persistence, we can see improvement in the virtue of patience. And I've witnessed this even in my own father's life. He was not typically a patient man. But through persistent prayer in times of trial and suffering, he learned to develop the virtue of patience. He also asked God for the graces that he needed. Grace is a precious gift that God will not refuse us. All we need to do is ask him.
Mm-hmm. There's like an unlimited supply in the universe, and all we have to do is tap into that and ask for it. And so many people don't realize that it's there for the asking, and God will grant that grace. You know, we talk about these 7 virtues, and it kind of puts you in mind of the 7 deadly sins, which are probably at the polar opposite ends of the spectrum. I know you get into that a little bit. Let's talk about how the 7 deadly sins and the 7 virtues kind of relate together.
Well, the 7 deadly sins are greed, lust, sloth, pride, envy, anger, and gluttony. And their polar opposites, are charity. Well, for greed, you have charity.
Mm-hmm.
Lust, chastity, sloth, diligence, pride, humility, envy, kindness, anger, patience, and gluttony, temperance. When we look at greed, we're talking about a selfish desire just to hold on to things and keep them, while charity will reach out to others and cherish them with others. And lust is dissolves and divides the soul, and it desires every attractive body it sees, while chastity or purity of heart centers and unifies the soul, desiring only God. Sloth refuses to discipline the will and to do the good, while diligence zealously carries out the good, even when the desire to do so is absent. Pride is a selfishness, turning inward. Humility is selflessness, turning to others. Envy resents another's happiness, while kindness desires to make others happy. Anger and impatience cause harm and destruction. Patience endures through moderation and prevents harm and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Gluttony overindulges to the extreme, while temperance exercises restraint over the appetite.
And we work on these gradually over time, right? Just by concentrating on the virtue. And certainly the saints give us a model for that virtue that we can try to emulate.
Right. It may seem like, when you just look at this, it may seem like it's a daunting task, but we can follow the examples of these saints who've been successful in defeating these sins in their lifetime. They provide us with a way forward.
They sure do. The book is Seven Saints for Seven Virtues, and it's published by Servant Books, is available at all of your Catholic bookstores and on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And my guest is Gene Hyman. Gene, for those people, and I am one of them that reads you regularly on your blog, could you give your blog address for those people who might like to read more that you've written, especially a lot of the things you do on the saints? And I know you're on social media as well.
Uh-huh. I write for Catholic Fire as well as the New Evangelizers. I've been writing for Catholic Fire for 11 years now. It'll be 11 years. December 21st mm-hmm. is my blogiversary.
Blogiversary, I like that.
Uh-huh. And my Catholic Fire URL is Catholic Fire. blogspot.com.
Okay. And I know you're also on Facebook and social media sites as well. Where would they find you on Facebook? Just under Gene Hyman?
It would be just facebook.com/ Gene Hyman page.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I do enjoy reading all of your blog material, and I've enjoyed the book, and I highly recommend it to our listeners who are tuned in to Finding God's Grace today. And Gene, I really want to thank you for taking some time out of your schedule and spending it with us here. Best of luck on the book, and I know that the book is going to touch a lot of people, and when you zero in on that one saint that you can try to emulate, it really does give you a great role model. And I want to thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Tony.
Gene Hyman, our guest, the book Seven Saints for Seven Virtues. God bless you, Gene. Well, that's our show for today. Our thanks to Gil Michelini, author of the book Daddy Come and Get Me, and Gene Hyman, author of the book Seven Saints for Seven Virtues, for being our guest today. Don't forget, you can find out more information on Gil and Gene by going to findinggodsgrace.com. Just click on the radio tab and it'll show you all of the information you need about today's show and today's guests. I want to say a special thank you to our friends at Living Bread Radio and the Living Bread Radio Network for their help in production, and the Annunciation Radio family of stations who are on board with us as well here on Finding God's Grace. And don't forget my weekly blog every Sunday at 10 a.m. and my weekly podcast every Wednesday at 10 a.m. They are 3-minute reflections, one that you read and one that I recite, that you can take with you through the day and help you on your journey throughout the week. We'll see you again next week on Finding God's Grace. This is Tony Agnese. God bless you.
You've been listening to Finding God's Grace with Catholic storyteller, author, and broadcaster Tony Agnese. For more information on the program, go to findinggodsgrace.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to Tony's Monday morning inspirational blog message and his Thursday podcast, and follow Tony on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ for more information. Join us again next time for Finding God's Grace.